Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's not too late for you to make a contribution. Joining us this morning on the phone lines is Tressa McMurray with Stratford House of Blessing talking about the Thanksgiving Community Food Drive. Good morning, Tressa.
Good morning, Jamie.
It is so wonderful to have you on the phone lines. Now, last Saturday, you had the Stuff the Vehicle event for the Thanksgiving Community Food Drive. How did that go last Saturday?
It went well. It feels like it's been forever since we had one, but we were at There's No Frills in Food Basics, and it was a beautiful day for everybody to be out, and so thankful for the food that we were able to collect.
All right. So it's not too late, though, for people to make a contribution. Stratford House of Blessing is accepting donations. So, Tressa, what kind of donations are you looking for?
So we're looking for some of our most needed items right now are things like healthy school snacks, juice boxes, meals in a can, soups, stew, chilies, peanut butter, cereal, fruit, rice, side dishes, things like that, things that are the staples in the pantry. And some of those food items are for our young students going to school. Some are for people who are living in conditions that they have different cooking abilities, depending on whether they have a stove, or it's families who are needing some of these staples just in a regular household.
And so they can drop off those items at Stratford House of Blessing, 423 Erie Street. And when does this wrap up?
So this drive is going through till October 14th. However, we always are open for people to bring food into us, or they can put it right into the bins that are at the grocery stores. Again, those are Zares, No Frills, and Food Basics.
So that is awesome. Again, Stratford House of Blessing at 423 Erie Street. Something like this is so important, our Thanksgiving Community Food Drive. And Tressa, as we've talked about, with the rising cost of food inflation, these are much needed items.
Definitely. We are seeing some major increases here at House of Blessing, right from people that have never come to House of Blessing to people that used to come years ago, but now they have to come back. With the price of everything increasing to quite substantially, it is just impacting people in a way like never before. And we know that this trend is probably going to continue with people just needing us more and more and more. So as that happens, we need our community more and more and more to help us provide what our neighbors in need need.
And Stratford House of Blessing has been certainly busy through the summer and early fall. How's the off-to-school smiling program? How did that go?
That went very well. We had about 374 students that we were able to provide backpacks and school supplies to. So that, even that program was up about 19% compared to last year. So just thankful that we are able to help our community in this way.
And it's just amazing the way that other community organizations rally behind something like this, like the generous check from Rotary Club of Festival City Stratford donating over $1,400 towards this program.
And we couldn't do it without the people supporting projects like this, and it is support like that that helps us to make sure that every child has what they need.
Okay, and Tressa, just before we let you go, of course, we'll be chatting with Lisa Stanley all about it, but Empty Bowls is happening with Stratford House of Blessing.
It is. We are at the Festival Marketplace Mall again this year. You'll find us as you go through the Sports Check entrance. And everything is set up, some bowls, things for silent auction, and we would love for you to come and visit us there.
And I know Stratford House of Blessing, I've seen some of the pictures on social media. You had lots of folks dropping by from the community to paint and create these bowls. It's been very busy there.
It has been very busy. It was a busy summer. It's great that the community groups, businesses, artists in our community can come, and they were able to come right to House of Blessing and paint, and I think everybody had a great time, and it'll be wonderful for people to see the outcome of that over the next month.
Stratford House of Blessing, again, the Thanksgiving Community Food Drive does continue through to Friday, October 14th, and Tressa, what's the best way to get to details? Maybe let's pass along the website.
Sure. Our website is shob.org. You'll find information about what our most needed items are. You'll find information about empty bowls, all the things that House of Blessing is up to these days, you'll find that information on that website.
All right. Of course, we'll share it on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. Tressa McMurray with Stratford House of Blessing. Tressa, thanks so much for this, and always a pleasure, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Jamie. You too.